Wanted to reach out to Dr. Christian Conti. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Finding peace with yourself and your world. He is an expert in anger management and somebody we've relied on for many years now. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's always good to be on with you.
Well, I appreciate you taking time. It's so important right now. Former Congressman Tim Murphy and I had a conversation yesterday morning, and he is a trained child psychologist before he even took office. And one of the things he had a concern about was just the level of anger that's permeated everything in our society today, triggered by COVID, triggered by the divide we have had through the presidential election process. And then it really spilled over on Wednesday. And my thought was, what do you tell the kids, most of whom are at home? There was wall-to-wall coverage on TV and radio, and they're exposed to this. I mean, this is our Capitol under attack. And how do you start to ratchet down the anger that kids are exposed to?
Well, that's probably the key at the end of that sentence right there, what they're exposed to. If you have young children, I think it's important to monitor what they're taking in. I mean, I think that's our job as parents, is to be able to say, is this appropriate? And then if it is, let's sit down and let's watch it and let's talk about it together. I mean, there's a lot of anger. We have watched protests go on all of 2020. I think that as we're watching children, it's important to let them know you always have a right to your voice. You always have a right to your voice. But it's important to respect that other people have a right to their voice as well. And that's a lesson that has to begin at home.
One of the things I've noticed, and perhaps you have too, is if you disagree with somebody now, it automatically, in some cases, leads to, well, they're off, they're out, name-calling. What's wrong with having a conversation with somebody, and if you don't agree? And who agrees on everything with anybody? Why does it always? Right. Why has it led to such divisiveness?
Well, I think that people put each other in either or categories. So we would tell our very young children, like we have toddlers and like really just above toddlers, they only think in either or terms. Either you're a good guy or a bad guy. Of course, as they get older, even into early adolescence, they start to understand that there is more to someone than just all or nothing. So splitting, it's a psychological concept, either or, either all good or all bad, is a concept that occurs when you're young, but as you get older, you learn that that's not reality. Unfortunately, that is not, we see it even in adults. Adults will say, well, if you disagree with me, then, and then they make this wild statement, then you must be X. And I was saying even up to the election, like, it is dangerous, these either or, what people are putting people into, these categories, because you are not all bad if you think one thing. You know what I mean? You're not all good if you think something else. And so we need to teach our children that, just as we would teach our toddlers, hey, okay, now as you're getting older, there's more to it. There are more sides to the box. We need to remember that ourselves.
Nobody that I know has dealt with anger more closely than you. Walking Through Anger is one of your latest books, but for those that don't know, you have devised a plan and have been involved with people incarcerated for a long time who in many cases display a lot of anger, and that anger got them there in the first place.
Well, that's just it. Like, I mean, what I have extrapolated from the work I do in maximum security prisons with literally the most violent and angry people on the planet, what I have brought out from that is something that is innately human. And that is, when we feel, when we desire for people to think, feel, believe, or behave the way we want, and then they don't, we get really upset. And I'm big into psychology and philosophy and literature, so I'm not a mathematician, but if I could make a math problem up about this, I would say that the more we believe how much people should think, feel, believe, and behave the way we think they should, and then that they don't, we subtract that, we're going to figure out how angry we actually are. So it's learning to understand that people don't have to fall into the categories that you've created in your mind. this is an important step in personal growth. Like, it is okay. Like you said, we're not going to agree with everybody on anything, and that's okay. We just pick and choose what we say is okay to believe about.
We're with Dr. Christian Conte, and I'm thinking one of the things we talked to you about, oh, it's been a while, but it's road rage, that anger you feel in the car when someone cuts you off. And it seems like in every walk of life now, there is a pent-up anger with people who are frustrated because they can't do what they want to do on a daily basis.
Okay, that's huge. I'm really glad you brought that up, because here's the point. There are a couple reasons for road rage, but the one I want to highlight right now is fear. If someone nearly cuts you off and you get a rush of fear go through your body, what happens is your brain signals to your fight or flight. Your fight or flight response signals to your adrenal glands, watch out. Now you're flooded with this excess cortisol. Your fear is, you don't know what to do with it. So what do? You lash out in anger. Now, what does the media do? The media makes money off of people tuning in. So this isn't hidden. This is a long tried and true strategy. Get people to really understand there's going to be tremendous fear. What happens from that is this. You have a lot of people who are really afraid. And what do we know happens? Neurologically, from too much fear, anger, because we have to shed it. If you ever watch ducks on a pond and you see them fight, when they go away from each other, they flap their wings really hard. And the idea is, I still have all this excess energy. I got to get it out somewhere. So I flap those wings. And if we don't learn to metaphorically flap our wings, we end up being on edge, like our cup's almost full, and one little tiny little extra drop of water makes it overflow.
I've seen it, and I can feel it, that people just generally are just more tense right now.
Yeah, absolutely. But if what you're seeing constantly is fear, 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 you can't. We don't act in a vacuum. It is unwise for people to believe that they can say and do anything and that there should be no repercussion. Like, I can make you afraid nonstop all day, and then I'm supposed to put it on you for what you do with that fear. That's not okay. So I think it's wise for parents of young children to understand. I wrote this on Twitter the other day. Ask yourself, when people are talking, what do they want from you? They obviously want something. They want a reaction. They want you to agree with them. They want whatever it is. But ask what it is. And when you can learn to step back and discern the difference between what they're saying and what they want you to, they want you to respond, you really start to get on a path of what I would call consciousness.
Walking Through Anger, among the many resources Dr. Christian Conte presents for you. Just search them. You'll see them. We appreciate your time and expertise as always, Doc. Have a great weekend, and thank you.
Thank you. Wishing everybody peace out there.
Amen.